Welcome to Jonathan Goodman. Back. Good to have you here.
We're good. We're rolling.
This week's Parsha, we have my boys, Mr. Parsha, my boys, two boys, 4 years ago. Hashem. There's a phrase that pops up more than one time, and it's a phrase that seems a little bit out of place. I'll read it to you both times it comes up again. Parakos Zayin, Pasuk Tes. Vayiber Moshe, Vakonim, Valavim, Alavim, El Kol Yisrael, Emor, Haskeit, Ushma Yisrael, Hayom Azeh, Niyesu, Am, Le Hashem, Elkeh. I'll read the English version, this version of the Tanakh, which is the JPS version. Moses and the Levitical priests spoke to all Israel, saying, "Silence, hear, O Israel. Today you become people of the Lord your God." Today. What happened this day? Something occurred today that made them now people of the Lord your God. Moshe Rabbeinu is towards the end of his life. The Sefer Devarim in general is Moshe Rabbeinu giving his final address to Klal Yisrael. We mentioned already in Tosfos and Gittin, Taf Beis and Aleph, first Tosfos, and much of it, the Barb is actually mitzvah being gone over again. We've already seen some of them beforehand. But it's his final address. He's almost leaving the world. What's today? Oh, Moshe dies, now they're people of Hashem? Until then they weren't people of Hashem? What does that even mean? Question number one. If you fast forward until the end of the Klalos, again, this is the same from here as a lot of Klalos, of things that could happen to us but don't behave ourselves properly. So as that's coming to an end, and we're finished basically with all the clothes. So it says, Parakhav Tess, Pasuk Gimel. I'll read Pasuk Alphabet and Ben as well first. Likra Moshe, I'll call Yisrael, but you'll remember him. Atem Re'isem, is called Asher Asa Hashem, Le'inichem, Eretz Yisrael, Ufro, L'chol, Abadav, L'chor. So you see everything Hashem did for you in the Yisrael and the land to the power, etc. Hamasos, Hagelos, Asher Ui Necha, Ha'osos, Hamosim, Asher Ui Necha. Sorry. Hamosim, Hagelos, Ma'im. You saw the Masos, Hagelos, you saw the wonders, the miracles, the plagues, everything you see. And here's the part that I want to focus on again. What Pasuk Gimel? V'nasan Hashem lachem lev ladas v'nayim l'rosu v'yasnayim l'shmonot ad hayom hazeh. But until today, Hashem has not given you the faculties, the ability to appreciate any of the points. What was it? What was that day? What was going on at this point in history? Where today you became a nation. Until today, you don't understand what God's brother wanted from you. What was actually happening over here? So Rashi over here, which I thought I had over here, but I can't find it in front of me. Rashi points out and brings up and says, what it means today, it's over here. The famous idea you may have heard from your fourth grade Rebbe, and I'll play that role right now, fourth grade Rebbe, though you're much more mature than fourth graders right now, says Rashi, of Zion Tess. V'chol yom yubeinecha ki'u hayom bata imobibris. Today means every day should be the day it happens. What's our biggest challenge we have in religion? Why are Bali Tshuva so oftentimes so much more focused than us, those who are FFBs? Why? Because, we've been there, we've done that, it's a cycle, I didn't choose it for myself. Someone else made me do it. We just get used to it. But Baal Tshuva was like, every day is like, wow. And he found it on his own. He picked it for himself. Imagine the first time we were given the Torah. The passion that must have been involved in that moment in time. We were like, sold. Where do I sign up for this? Whether we're Avadim or we're like Banim. We'll say that line very soon. Yom Narayim. Im Kevadim. Im Kevadim. Im Kevadim. Whichever one you want to say they were, if you're more of the fear kind of guy, or you're the love kind of guy, by the way, you need both in life to serve God properly, both fear and love. You want to focus on the love, call out the love, but don't forget the fear also. Focus on the fear, that's your choice also, don't forget the love also, you need both of them. But the day it was given to us was like, we can never imagine getting bad. Imagine, I was having their wedding day. Like, this bliss. People get divorced sometimes though, it doesn't always work. Why? Because there's a routine, we get bored. That's hard. So Hashem says, Moshe is telling us right now, you want to be an Am? Then only when you say Hayom Hazeh, when today is the day, you view this is the first time I feel like I'm having this moment for the first time. I'm so enthralled and excited and enthusiastic. Then Hashem will be your God, you will be his children. But if for you it's a bore, picture any superstar athlete, actor, political figure, whoever you admire in the world, like, dad, you know? They're annoyed by their parents. What you wouldn't do is spend a day with that person's child parents. What you wouldn't do, mentioned earlier on in the day, mentioned, I think, the case of going to the store and getting milk for your parents, right? What you wouldn't do to run to the store to get milk for that guy. His kid's like, take, go. I'm happy to go get milk for my father. Kidding me? What's the difference between you? It's like he's bored of it. He's been there. He's done that. Like, okay, I know people like him, but he's my dad. Like, I'm used to it already. That's the greatest challenge we face. What you need to do, says Rashi, according to his Maamar Chazal, is that it has to be to you like it's new, like it's real. This is the Rebbe, he's down with time. I forget what Sefer I saw originally in the Sefer of the Michas Usher Weiss. The Rebbe that was killed in Warsaw. So before he was killed, he gave a lot of drushes over, he said many things over. He said to God's Baruch Hu, I wish I could do more. I wish I could serve you better. But davening, I do already. Learning, I do already. I try everything the best I can. I don't know what else I can do. Oh, I wish I could convert to Judaism. I want to convert. But I'm already Jewish. Ah, he says, there are three stages to conversion. Stage one is a bris milah. Baruch Hashem, I had that when I was 8 days old. Stage two is going to the mikvah for Tara. I'm halachically Torah. It's not going to help. But I can convert with stage three. What's stage three? You want to know? Third stage of conversion. It's Kabbalah's mitzvos. To accept the fact that I am obligated to serve you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. That I can do again today. And again the next day. And says, Rav Asher Weiss, the Pesach Sefer Rebbe, that attitude of, I'm all in again right now. I'm all in today again. It's not an old decision that was made. Hayom Hazeh, that's the day when I feel that way. That's the opportunity one has to connect with Baruch Hu. But the problem is that we've gone through so much of our lives just having to do it. And Hashem is not our God to us. He's this tyrant that we're frustrated by. And if we don't, we're getting punished, we don't. So then we're not going to be Hashem's people. We're not going to be his bunim. And that's what Rashi is pointing out to you. And later on, by the way, same thing later on. It says the Gemara. It's the Rashi, I'm sorry. In Parakov Taz Pasuk Gimel. It says, Hashem has not given you until today the heart to understand, the eyes to see, the ears to hear, until today. What happened today? Says Rashi, on the spot. Shamati, says Rashi, Sha'osu ayom shunasim Moshe sefer Torah levnei Levi. In Parsha Vayelech, as it describes the king and special sefer Torah given to Bnei Levi. So the other people of the Jewish people say, what? You're giving them a special Torah? How about us? We all heard at our Sinai, I am Hashem, your God. They're no better than we are. How come you're giving them a special schus and not us? And it says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, in Hashem's words, the moment that you say, I want a Torah also, I'm not okay with not having a Torah, that's when you now have the ears to hear and the heart to understand. Because how often in life are we all saying, you know, on a Monday and a Thursday, and all of a sudden they break out into Kaddish before they say a long tachanun, who here has not fist bumped the guy next to him at some point in time? Or at least be like, you know, silent, like, yes. Right? Yeah. You know why? Because I don't want to do more, God. I'm okay with the little that I can do. I'm happy to find a kula, a leniency out of it. I'm happy to find a leniency out of it. But Israel saw another Torah being given to people and they said, why is that right? I also want an extra Torah. I want to do more. I want to find more ways to connect to you. I don't want to bump your fist bump in the middle of being a Nissan. I should be pained at Les Tachanun. The moment we felt that way, so now you're ready to enter. Till this year, so we were going through high school, we had class. We had math class. We had history class. And we had Gemara class. It was a class. And anyone who's in the room right now, though I'm sure there was a peer pressure element involved for many of you, has decided that I don't want to be a class anymore. I want to be a class. I'm taking time right now to make this real to me. Hayom Hazeh, the moment that you made a choice to decide this is something I want to make personal. Hayom Hazeh, so now your heart's going to be open like it was never beforehand. And your ears can hear better, your eyes will see things you never saw. as Jake said before, and things that you can look around you and find them throughout everywhere in the world. The moment you decide, I want to take the time out and see, not as a class anymore, but as a lifestyle, it's all different. But there's still a concern, because this is going to be a long time. And maybe that same thing will happen again. We're just, okay, so now I was excited for the first few days. Whenever, it's not the same with the point, but whenever you're rebating the yeshiva, I was like, how's yeshiva going? We're like, you know, first few days, awesome. Everyone's in the first few days. I mean, honestly, it's the first few days. And then comes a week. It's been a little over a week. And then wait till you get to Chorus one. Like, you know, December 3rd. Oh my gosh. Painful! It's been a month this month already. There's no end in sight. How are you going to stay strong? I'll tell you my final thought on this point. We say in the Davar Shemori, we say, Acha sha'alti beis Hashem osa bakish. I have one request, and it's this request. But the word Acha sha'alti is past tense, and avakish is future tense. I've made one request, and it's the same request I'll always make from you. There's a level of consistency that you never, ever strayed from the goal of mine. But how do you do that? So Dhamma tells you. Shifti means to dwell. What's levakir mean?
Visit.
Visit. Either you live there, or you're visiting there. Ramel says, you want to know how to be consistent from the day you start to the end? Is even while you're dwelling in it all the time, day in, day out, you have the eyes of a child for the first time who's visiting. Hayom hazeh, today it's going to be the day. It's going to be the day today. I always look at the draft, any draft days, like the NBA draft, NFL drafts. It's like so exciting. Ooh, we got that guy, right? Is he good? I don't know. I believe it'll be good. Maybe it'll be good. Maybe it won't be so good. But we're excited because opportunities abound. There's potential in the air. This could be the guy that brings us over the hump. First in every single season, right? This is it. Like, we're all tied first. 0-0. We're all 0-0. We're a game back. There's a dash. I'm not behind anybody right now. Only alphabetically. That's why I'm in the order I'm in. But nothing outside of that. I'm in first place. So much excited. Why? Because this could be the one. How do you get that going when it's months at a time? The answer is pretty simple. Right now it's September 19th, 2019. It's the 19th day right now of Elul. Right before, it's 5779, right before 5780. You will never have that day back ever again. September 19th, Elul, 19th of Elul is never coming back, ever, of 5779. Hayom, this is the only time it will ever happen. It's true, I had a day beforehand, but that wasn't the 19th of September. That was the 18th of September. It's a different story. And tomorrow is the 20th of September. It's never going to happen again. The moment that every moment in time is not a blur, but it's a moment that I focus myself on, and this is the only time it ever happened. Hayom HaZeh, then I made it. Because I never want to waste this moment. I'll make it up later. I keep us talking before this idea of, well, what if I can do this later on and be better? There's no later on. There's only one day. If all I had was Hayom HaZeh, this one day, what would you do? You'd nap. And your one day, you would nap. This is the last thing you can do. This is the day. You're never going to nap in this. This is the day. Now again, to be honest with you, Baruch Hashem, you're going to have a longer. You need to nap. I want you to nap. I do. I want you to nap. But don't nap for tomorrow. Nap, because that will make today better. The moment that you realize that every single day is a chance of a lifetime to ingrain in yourself a greater connection to God's Baruch Hu, then you made it. As the Torah describes, for the first time in your life, you have a heart to absorb, and an ears to hear, and eyes to see it. But it has to be the same request you had coming in, what you have coming out. I just want to get close to you. I want to be one with you, but still feel like a visitor. I want to feel like it's fresh to me still. And that's what you should always daven for. When you daven with the Baruch Hu, close rather than take backward and just say, I don't want to get tired of this feeling. I'm asking you to help me feel like it's the first time for me also, even though it's not. And the way we can realize, hopefully help ourselves, that is that you're not going to have this moment ever again in life. that moment I just finished is never coming back. Or the one I just said is now, it's not coming back either. But if that's your attitude, you should be zocher to be able to, Hayom Hazeh, this day, every day becomes this day. Every day is the day when it happens. You should be zocher to have a beautiful next 2 weeks, to build up Rosh Hashanah and Kippur to have the best year around the world. And that's the best year and best life you possibly can.